This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, and I mean with G-Code, when it's really sort of misleading, because if you go to G-Code, what you're going to find is everything at their website. You're going to I need to get somebody on for 2017. We need to talk about all the stuff G-Code. I'm going to work on that for this week. You're going to take my word for it. Anyway, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Anybody out there treat themselves to a new gun for Christmas? A lot of guns out there. Like, I know somebody got a 44 Magnum. And that's a pretty loud gun, by the way. Especially if you're shooting at an indoor range. And when you go to an indoor range, there's nothing quite like all that noise. And in a lot of cases, that will lead to a discussion about suppressors. Now, in a couple of European countries where they are legal, it is considered rude not to use one when you're firing a weapon around other people. And that makes sense. I don't own one, and I'm not going to go through any of the NFA stuff in order to buy one. But I have been around a few that have gone off, and they're much more pleasant to be around than their unsilenced counterparts. And thanks to the movies and to names like silencers, people tend to think that silencers make guns silent. They don't. What they do is they turn something so loud that it damages your ears into something so loud that it merely hurts them. When you shoot a suppressed weapon, unless it's a very low caliber gun or its suppressor is unusually large and effective, it's still prudent to wear hearing protection. Now, in some places, it's still impossible to get a pistol suppressor. See, in 1994, Congress passed the Assault Weapons Ban, and it was an asinine, ineffectual law that banned certain aesthetic features of guns, such as pistol grips, and certain features of convenience, such as adjustable stocks. It had no impact on the lethality of a weapon. A weapon with a pistol grip can't kill you any deader than one without one, or than a car, for example. All the assault weapons ban did was cause a nuisance. And after Congress thankfully allowed the law to expire in 2004, Connecticut, for example, kept a version of it on its own books, as did many liberal states. Among the things that it makes illegal, and it's been expanded over the years, are threaded barrels, which you have to have in order to attach a suppressor to a weapon. So while suppressors are technically legal, you can't buy the weapon to which a suppressor can be attached unless it's a pre-banned gun and hasn't left Connecticut, in which case it's grandfathered in. That's harder to find than you might think. A pistol with a threaded barrel that was legal in Connecticut before the ban is still legal today. Such guns are highly sought after and now come with an enormous premium, sort of like fully automatic weapons here in the United States all around. Calls to a few gun shops and looking around at the classifieds only turn up a handful of sale in the whole of those for, in the whole state, each selling for a 300 to 400% markup over the same pistol postman. A new Glock 17 retails for $400 or $500. A threaded barrel costs another $100 or so. One pre-ban threaded Glock 17 for sale in Connecticut costs $1,600. And that was the only one for sale in the state when we were looking. An unsuppressed Glock 17 will register at just over 160 decibels. According to Purdue University, a jet takeoff at 25 yards registers at 150 decibels and will rupture your eardrums. This is why people generally wear hearing protection when they shoot guns. You know when people don't wear hearing protection while they shoot guns? You want to know that when somebody breaks into their house and then they use your guns for self-defense. Trump should also support a congressional overturning of all state laws that would throw up arbitrary nuisance restrictions on gun ownership. A suppressor will bring a Glock 17 down to about 130 decibels, which is slightly louder than a pneumatic riveter, but still 10 decibels short of the threshold for permanent hearing damage. You live in Connecticut and you have a whole lot of disposable income. You can exercise your right to self-defense and keep your hearing. If you don't, if you are, for example, poor and living in a high-crime neighborhood, Connecticut wants you to choose your ears or your life. How does that particular setup not infringe on the right to keep and bear arms? Fortunately, Donald Trump Jr. is looking into this. In September, he gave an interview to an American suppressor company called Silencer Co., in which he pointed out that when he shoots in Europe, the guns that he uses there are almost invariably suppressed. He said it's about safety. If you had noise levels in any other industries you have in shooting sports, OSHA would be all over the place. People would be going crazy. Suppressor regulations, he argued, are arbitrary policies enacted by people who don't know what they're talking about. Very sage observation. He suggested that his father will support legislation to ban suppressor bans, and everyone who likes being able to hear should be thankful if he does that. Trump should also support a congressional overturning of all state laws which throw up arbitrary nuisance restrictions on gun ownership. Rules restricting barrel length, stock adjustability, firing rate, magazine capacity, all the stupid mandates of people who've never fired a gun and couldn't make a rational argument that these restrictions save lives if their own lives depended upon doing it. They should support a repeal of the asinine 1986 Federal Firearms Owners Protection Act. That's where we got the Hughes Amendment in 1986. Hughes Amendment took a lower receiver, which was about $725, and made it a $15,000 lower receiver. Because now in the United States, they're trying to get rid of all automatic weapons owned by civilians, even though none of them have ever been used in a crime, not once, not ever. In fact, the one time that anybody actually used a legally owned fully automatic weapon was a police officer. So we're looking to see what we get out of this. It's about to be a very heady time for us as gun owners. Now, he just retired. Thomas Sowell is writing no more. But on his way out the door, right before I went on break, he put something out that I missed. And we're going to talk about this. This is the, the fictitious image of gun owners. We'll be.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry and It's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and, I mean, they were not happy with it just being like a paddle or a belt or anything else. So, I mean, the holsters themselves can be put together all number of ways. Some, in some cases, thousands. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Progressives, imagine that you, the law-abiding public, that you have no idea how to use a gun responsibly. They also imagine in their progressive minds that criminals one day will start following the rules. Sometimes somebody will inadvertently perform a public service by bringing an unbelievably stupid and dangerous idea to the surface where it can be exposed for what it truly is. So to this end, let's credit the New York Times for this, if that's actually the word. While performing this public service in a recent editorial about proposals to allow law-abiding citizens to carry concealed guns, they refer to what they call the NRA's fantasy that citizens can stand up to gunmen by shooting it out. Now, nobody has ever suggested any such thing. Data collected over many years, but almost never seen the light of day at the New York Times or the rest of the legacy mainstream media complex, show many thousands of examples of people defending themselves with a gun every day without having to pull the trigger. Someone comes at you with a knife and you pull out a gun, chances are 99% of the time they're going to stop. I pointed a gun at a human being twice as a civilian. And never fired either time. I just pointed a gun at them, and then without me suggesting to them that they run, they ran. Actually having to shoot someone is the exception, not the rule. Yeah, the New York Times conjures up a vision of something like the gunfight at the OK Corral, which would be disastrous because they missed so many times at the OK Corral. Concealed guns protect not only those who carry them, but also those who do not. The specter of not knowing who is the carrier is the thing. Now, if concealed guns were to become widespread, then a mugger or a carjacker, they have no way of knowing who has one and who does not. That makes being a mugger or a carjacker a less safe occupation. Gun control laws are, in effect, occupational safety laws, OSHA for burglars and muggers and carjackers and others. The fatal fallacy of gun control laws in general is the assumption that such laws actually work. Because the criminals are criminals, they're simply criminals by not obeying any other laws up to that point. Why would they be stopped by a gun control law? What these laws actually do is increase the number of disarmed and defenseless people out there. And what puts a stop to mass shootings, for example? Usually the arrival on the scene of somebody else with a gun. Mass shootings are often used as examples of a need for gun control. But what puts a stop to mass shootings? Mass shooters are often portrayed as irrational people engaged in senseless acts. But mass shooters are usually rational enough to attack churches and schools and other places where there's far less of a likelihood of someone being on the scene who is armed. Seldom do we hear about these irrational shooters engaging in senseless attacks on meetings of the NRA or a local gun show or National Guard armory or any of the ranges I go shoot at. The fallacy of believing that the way to reduce shootings is to disarm peaceful people extends from domestic gun control laws to international disarmament agreements. If disarmament agreements reduced the dangers of war, there would never have been a World War II. The decades leading up to that war were filled with international disarmament agreements. As a matter of fact, it was so bad and pervasive that we had to fly in a bunch of guns into Great Britain. As with domestic gun control laws, the agreements were followed by peaceful countries and ignored by the belligerent countries that built up huge war machines, like Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. Then the belligerent countries, at that point, had every incentive to start a war because everybody else had drastically curtailed their military services. Eventually, the Western democracies got their act together, turned things around, after they belatedly beefed up their military forces, but thousands of lives, millions, were lost needlessly before that happened. World War II was in its third year before Western forces won a single battle. Now, despite history, same kind of thinking that had cheered international disarmament treaties in the 20s and the 30s, once again cheered Soviet-American disarmament agreements during the Cold War. Conversely, there was hysteria when President Ronald Reagan began to build up American military forces in the 1980s. We heard these cries from around the world that he was leading us toward nuclear war, and in reality, he ended the Cold War without a shot being fired at or by the Soviet Union. But who reads that junk nowadays anyway, right? Or checks facts before leading a charge to keep law-abiding people disarmed? Fact of the matter is this. There is a body of evidence out there today, which a lot of people ignore. There's somewhere north of between 15 and 16 million people that have permits that we know about. 12 states with constitutional carry, as they call it. Millions of people carrying guns every day. Nobody shooting anybody that doesn't have to be shot without, you know, first being warned. Between 2 and 6,000 defensive gun uses a day. A day. That's more than people, 3,500 people die a day due to heart attacks, for example. So self-defense outpaces the leading cause of death in the United States, which is heart disease. When we get back, there's another argument to be made for national recognition of your right to carry in every state in the union. One that I did not know about, but I found out about, so we're going to bring it up right now. And it is viable. It is a precedent-setting kind of thing. We'll be right back. You are listening to Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, all that other kind of stuff. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. There is some confusion whether the Constitution requires states to recognize each other's firearms permits. Not with me, of course, but with other people. Now, it is likely that with Trump's victory, coupled with the Republican majority in Congress, this may bear fruit for those of us that are gun owners. 18 days from now, the president-elect will become the president, and he will take office. And reports are already circulating about legislation drafted by Representative Richard Hudson from North Carolina to require national reciprocity for concealed carry permit holders. An idea that Trump endorsed on the campaign trail. Bill would pave the way for concealed carriers licensed in one state to have their licenses recognized by other states that allow concealed carry. There's some things that go along with that, some caveats that we need to see. But, you know, continuing on. This would pave the way for people that are licensed in their home state to carry into other states that allow concealed carry, which every state allows concealed carry. It's just getting that permit that may be tricky in some places. Now, the Constitution may actually already require national reciprocity for the more basic right to keep a gun in the home, not because of the Second Amendment, but because of the constitutional right to travel. You see, more than 40 years ago in Shapiro versus Thompson, the Supreme Court struck down requirements that new entrants to a state establish residency for at least a year before being allowed to obtain certain welfare benefits, citing the fundamental right to travel within the country. So in other words, states may not condition the right to move from state to state on the temporary surrender of certain benefits. In today's economy, it's not unusual for citizens to live in multiple states over the course of their working lives. And states often have different requirements that citizens must meet to exercise the right to keep a firearm in their home for self-defense. Some jurisdictions require them to obtain permits, which often can't be obtained until after they have become residents. In New York City, a pistol permit application must be submitted in person. So for citizens who become gun owners in one state but decide to move to another, the lack of reciprocity means that they must temporarily give up their ability to exercise their right to keep and bear arms in order to exercise their right to travel among the states. Now, as such, viewing the court's recognition of an individual right to keep and bear arms in the home in D.C. versus Heller, together with a recognition of a right to travel free of undue burdens, this raises an interesting question. Can states condition the exercise of the right protected in Shapiro on the temporary surrender of the right protected in Heller? Now, at first glance, you would say no. And if that is the answer, then citizens should no longer have to sacrifice the security of their households in order to take a job in another state. I am not personally aware of any basis in the Constitution for the claim that a state such as New York, for example, can suspend the gun rights a citizen enjoyed in Illinois, even temporarily, simply because he or she has chosen to work or enjoy a vacation home in the former. Now, it is true that Scalia's opinion in Heller leaves room for states to reasonably regulate the rights protected by the Second Amendment, but that analysis is different when it comes to the technically unrelated right to travel. And so the fact that a state's regulations may not violate the Second Amendment doesn't mean they don't place an undue burden on the right to travel. And that's where the problem comes in. It could certainly be claimed that the argument advanced here is distinguishable from those that went before the court in Shapiro, insofar as states have a stronger interest in minimizing gun violence within their borders than they do in saving money and welfare. However, those concerns would have to be viewed in light of the fact that, unlike the entitlement to welfare at issue in Shapiro, here we would be talking about the effective suspension of a constitutional right. So if a state may not require you to temporarily give up the ability to enjoy welfare benefits to become a resident, it hardly seems constitutionally permissible for a state to require the temporary surrender of your legally owned firearm or firearms to become a resident. So, in other words, it may be actually that the constitutional right to travel requires national reciprocity when it comes to your right to keep a gun in your home for self-defense. As such, if we were to take this and use this as part of the effort to achieve national reciprocity and or recognition, that ought to be adjusted to remedy what is potentially an ongoing violation of the constitutional rights of many citizens who, like many of you, become gun owners in one state, and then you had to give up your firearm to move into another. It is not impossible to own guns in some of these northeastern states. It is very difficult, though. It is not the easiest thing out there to do, by far. In some cases, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars per permit, per state. That is what is at issue. I do not see how that is not infringing. And if this whole thing with the welfare case is actually valid, then there's a whole lot of questions that have to be answered about this. And, that, you know, the problem here that I find is that a lot of these, you know, all of this states' rights nonsense, if you will, if I may be so bold as to say it, in order to get out there and say, well, we're, you know, we're safeguarding our citizens. Really? Safeguarding your citizens, you say? You're going to have to explain that to me how it works, because I don't get it. I am not getting it. That part is, well, it just doesn't seem like it's happening. Because wherever we're seeing the, you know, the safeguarding of citizens, like say in Chicago, where what do they have? 762, 752, 42? I can't remember. A lot of people died this year in Chicago. A lot of homicides. So all of that stuff notwithstanding, they still got problems. They have still got problems. And they're not likely to go away anytime soon either. So when we get back, we're going to talk about the Betsy riot and about their little Christmas card campaign they had going on. That sort of backfired. I'll tell you why that has sort of backfired. It's very interesting. It's very entertaining. And at the same time, it's very valid. And also, when we get back, we're going to talk about what you can do if you want to be involved in the national recognition that I and Arbalest Quarrel and Emma Land are trying to push, trying to put together just enough people to make it happen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, protecting you after you protect yourself. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Check them out. I mean, the warranty alone is worth the price of admission. TacticalHolsters.com. Guilt is a thing they like to do. They love to guilt us, these gun-grabbing idiots, don't they? And when all fails, they'll try to advance their agenda through that old-fashioned guilt-tripping and at the same time maybe including some scare tactics. And it isn't always the innocent, conscientious, law-abiding citizens that they target in their assault. Just in time for Christmas, we saw the Betsy Riot, a group which describes itself as a decentralized movement that nonviolently opposes gun culture. They sent out some gruesome Christmas cards displaying graphic photos of victims who were shot in the face, in some cases by their own hand. Front of the card recounts Psalms 11:5, the Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and the one who loves violence his soul hates. It also includes the following inscription: the NRA gives the gift of non-fatal gunshot wounds like these to 100,000 Americans per year. Your continued support of guns everywhere legislation is directly responsible for this health epidemic. In your heart, do you honestly believe this is what Jesus wants? Shame on you for dishonoring Jesus Christ with your support for gun-pushing legislation. Prior to that, they released a video stating that they located the residences of 768 gun-licking legislators, congressional, I can't say the word, and industry death eaters, and sent them holiday greetings. That video was actually removed from YouTube for its graphic content, if you can believe that.
While it attempts, this card they sent, while it attempted to tear the heartstrings of Christians, the effect it got was quite the opposite. Law-abiding gun owners keep guns for different reasons, some for sport, others for protection. To be told that owning a gun equates to loving violence is insulting to every gun owner out there. A lot of us abhor violence. As a matter of fact, the only reason we keep guns, the only reason I keep guns is because I don't want any violence on me. So I have one most of the time, all the time, to keep that from happening. Any true Christian can easily discern when the Bible is being manipulated to push an agenda, and this example does not require a whole lot of discernment. For those who aren't even religious, the self-righteous, what would Jesus do message of the inscription is a complete turnoff, especially when the same group uses the words that I can't use on the air. Then there's the images of these poor souls that got shot in the face in a couple of instances. And that's an automatic turnoff to anyone who received this card or saw photos of it. People don't want to see this kind of nonsense at Christmas time. Groups who help wounded veterans don't send pictures of the injuries they bring back on their cards. They show the veterans in the healing process. Pro-life Christmas cards wouldn't depict aborted babies. They would depict newborns whose mothers chose life. There's a place for violent protest images in any movement, and Christmas cards is not one of them. Now, in the end, this card was nothing more than a thinly veiled threat to its recipients and gun owners as a whole. Here you have a psychotic organization like the Betsy Riot, and they know your home address. Let me say that again. They know your home address. Now, anybody that's out there claiming, I don't know exactly what they claim. How do you get out there pushing violence to try to prevent violence? I have been the object before of some of these gun-grabbing psychopaths. And let me tell you, knowing that they know where you live is very unnerving. By the same token, it has to be somewhat unnerving for them to understand that, you know, what they're advocating doing to me used to be a day's training. What they're advocating doing to me, they don't know how to do. And I do. What they're advocating doing to me is illegal, and everything that I do to keep myself safe is legal. So, that's quite, you know, it has its little novel, entertaining message involved in it. But knowing where you live, for those of you that are uninitiated in threats, when somebody threatens you, not knowing where they are is very... It provokes fear in any recipient. And the macabre images in the card send a clear message to gun owners. You might just be the next to receive gunshots to the head. That alone is enough to justify any of us owning a gun for self-defense. That enough. Nothing else. Now, as you can tell by some of the stuff I've been throwing out there tonight, we are taking a very hard look at what is going to be the best way to get out there and have national recognition of your right to carry a gun if you're permitted. That's starting point one, if you're permitted, right? Now, the end-all be-all should be permitless carry. Don't get all up in arms in that because, you know, that's what was meant to be done a long time ago. And it doesn't matter how long ago that it was. It's not some novel approach. It's happening state in 12 states every day. And nothing's happening in those states. So getting out there and saying, well, this is a little outrageous. No, that doesn't work. What we're looking for is some proposition that resonates to the idea that your right to self-defense should not end at some imaginary line on a map. There should be nothing. You should not be able, if we were traveling like into Mexico, that's one thing. Mexico's a different country. But in our country, this patchwork of laws that we have to deal with is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I've got more requirements in order for me to carry a gun than I do to drive a car. Yet I can drive a car in any state. And it's not even a right. They're saying, well, of course, you might be bringing some economic impact. So, of course, we want you to come into my state. Well, I'd like to be able to, be safe while I'm in your state bringing the economic impact. That's what I'd like to do. My goal is to go meet Steve D'Angeli in Manhattan carrying a gun. That's my goal. And I'm going to do everything I can to see that. So if you want to help me do this, if you want to be part of it, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will be sending that forward to you. I've been getting a lot of your emails along the way as we've been going along. Haven't gotten any lately because I haven't done a show since the 22nd of December. But I'm back. You want to be involved in this. If you want your name added to this growing list, and there's hundreds of you that have already done it, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, and I will forward that. And we're looking at bills right now. We're looking at what makes the most sense. We do not want a federal firearms permit. We don't want the feds involved in this at all. We just want that which the founders thought we should have. Period. And we keep coming up with all of these precedents and everything else and seeing all these things. And, that's what we're pushing for. And if you want to be involved in that, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Email me. I will forward that, and we're working on it right now as we speak. Hour number three is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.